I guess we in what you call a anointing conference or anointing seminar, because when I went home to eat lunch, the Lord said, give me another insight on the anointing. And then I guess we're in the test of Elijah and Elisha, how bad you want it. I want to see how many will tap in to this afternoon after just having one at 11:30. Would you follow me from Jericho to Jordan? And I guess that's what this is, a test. We're going to deal with Psalm 92 again in the Old Testament. That's a psalm that is praising the Lord for his goodness. And it tells you how the anointing open your ears to hear what the enemy is saying and open your eyes to see what the enemy is doing. I'll give you that to begin. How to tap into a fresh anointing for a fresh assignment. Now, there's no such thing as a stale anointing or an old anointing. The anointing, when it's operating, is always fresh. It is always new. There's no used anointing. It's always fresh. So you cannot depend on what happened last time. If you notice Jesus' ministry, he was constantly doing new things, new anointing. He's kind of doing new things. He's kind of doing, I guess I'm off my bed. Yeah. I just got to eat some walnut. He's constantly doing new things, fresh anointing. All his miracles was fresh. He didn't try to use the same thing. We got to understand that. That's why we got to stay hooked up, stay plugged in. So how to tap into a fresh anointing for every assignment. Now, let me say this again, because he emphasized to me, you can't reuse an old anointing. Okay? Now, when you talk about a fresh anointing, you're talking about a fresh outpouring. There's always a fresh outpouring for when you give you an assignment. There never come an assignment without an anointing. Okay? Now, in Psalm 92, verse 10, I got different translations I want to read. Psalm 92, verse 10, it says, in the King James Version, my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil, fresh oil, fresh anointing. Then in the Amplified Bible, the 10th verse says, but my horn, emblem of excessive strength and stately grace. Notice that. But you have exalted like that of a wild ox. Then the Amplified Bible says, does not say I shall be anointed. The Amplified Bible says, I am anointed with fresh oil. See, I am anointed. I want everybody who's listening, how many on there now, to say I am anointed?
Psalm 33.
Say I am anointed. Everybody say I am
anointed. I am anointed.
And so, constantly, before you go to the pulpit, before you attempt to do anything spiritually, remind yourself that you're working under a fresh anointing. I am anointed. Now, I want to read in the Amplified Bible, verses under verse 10, to show you some attributes of this fresh anointing. He says in the 10th verse, but my horn, emblem of excessive strength. Wow. And stately grace. You have exalted like that of a wild ox. I'm anointed with fresh oil. Verse 11 said, my eye, looks upon those who lie in wait for me. My ears hear the evildoers that rise up against me. See, that's what that anointing produces. Then it says in the 12th verse of the Amplified Bible, the uncompromisingly righteous, watch what it says, shall flourish like the palm tree, meaning being long-lived, stately, upright, useful, and fruitful. They shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon, majestic, stable, durable, and incorruptible. Verse 13 says, planted in the house of the Lord, they shall flourish in the courts of our God. Verse 14, growing in grace, they shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be full of sap, of spiritual vitality, and rich in the virtues of trust, love, and contentment. The last verse said in the Amplified Bible, and I think it's describing this aspect or this dressing of the anointed. They are living memorials to show that the Lord is upright and faithful to his promises. He is my rock, and there's no unrighteousness in him. Now the 10th verse read, want to get it clear, in the New American Standard, but you have exalted my horn like that of a wild ox. I have been anointed with fresh oil. And then the New International Version read, you have exalted my horn like that of a wild ox. Fine oils, plural, have been poured upon me. And I thought those translations were good to show you a different aspect of what the fresh anointing really means. Now, when we talk about how to tap into a fresh anointing for a fresh assignment, I said there's no such thing as operating in a stale anointing. It must be fresh for the moment assignment. Nothing surpassed the possibilities of a fresh anointing for the assignment at hand. Nothing surpassed the possibility. Along with a fresh anointing, the abilities and the possibilities of God comes with it for that fresh moment. You can never go back and say, well, I was anointed in the last three meetings. You always got the desire from God of fresh anointing. You look at the first verse of that psalm, it says, it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praise unto thy name. See, those things activate the anointing. Thanksgiving, praise, worship, prayer. They activate fresh and new anointing for fresh and new assignments. So, number one, nothing surpass the possibility of a fresh anointing for the assignment at hand. Even if you don't have a revelation, if you have the anointing, you're in good shape. You understand that? I came here Sunday to preach and couldn't find my watch, couldn't find my Bible, didn't know what necktie to put on, what shoe to put on, and so I was utterly confused. But from experience, I knew he had something fresh he wanted to do, and he's going to be fresh on the spot, so I just went on and yielded. I told my secretary in the command, I don't know what he's going to do. I told my son, and we had a joyous movement of the Spirit, because he kept brought in a fresh anointing with fresh revelation. All right, now, notice that verse in Psalm, I like in the Amplified Bible 10, but my horn, which is an emblem of excessive strength, see, and stately grace. So you got excessive strength and stately grace, that anointing is called here. You have powerful. Using as a symbol to that fresh anointing. You have exalted like that of a warlock. I'm anointed with fresh oil. Now, there are 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 or 12 things I want to tell you about this. The enemies shall fall in the presence of a fresh anointing. The enemy will fail in the presence of a fresh anointing. The enemy will flee in the presence of a fresh anointing. And just to get you ahead of yourself a little bit, but you will flourish. You will be fed, And you will bear fruit no matter what's going on if you're in a fresh anointing. Fresh anointing, fed mean more, abundant, plenty in a fresh anointing. So the second thing is, the enemy shall fall, fail, flee, falter because of a fresh anointing. If you notice in verse 11, mine eyes also shall see the desire, my desire on my enemies. Look at that. And my ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. See your enemy. The anointing stopped the enemy. If you look at it in the Amplified Bible, 11th verse says, my eyes look upon those who lie in wait for me. Wow. My ears hear the evil do eavesdrop. Eavesdrop on the devil and demon that arise up against me. In other words, that prophet told that, he said, he hear what you're saying in your bedroom. See, that was an anointing. The anointing has no distance, it has no bondage, it has no, you can't lock it down, it's constantly moving, it's constantly flowing. It's the Holy Spirit. It's when you walk in the anointing, it's an omnipresent effect. It has no distance, it has no cutoff. It can do whatever the Lord desires for it to do. And so we need to constantly ask the Lord to give us a fresh anointing. Thirdly, not only should my enemy fail, watch this now, not should my enemy flee, but the third thing the Lord showed me is I shall flourish because of a fresh anointing. Now, what flourish mean? Flourish here means flowing in a divine dimension. It means being fulfilled with the blessings of God. It means finding manifestation and demonstration and anointing in a family. But things are, where there's a drought, where somebody said, well, nothing moving. But a person who step in with a fresh anointing cause spiritual friction. They cause something to begin to happen in a dry, dead famine. Even in a service dry, dead, a home, a city, a nation, a country. When a fresh anointing come in, it changes the very atmosphere. It changes the manifestation. It changes the whole scenery. That's what anointing is all about. And then it knows where the enemy is, and it knows how to deal with the enemy wiser than the enemy. See, the enemy is crafty, but his craftiness cannot function on the level of a fresh anointing. That's so important. That's how people are protected. That's how pastors protect their people. They have to be in a fresh anointing. They have to spend time with God that they receive this. I like what he says about here. They receive this this emblem of excessive strength. That's a good description of a fresh anointing. It is excessive strength. In another dimension, it cannot be overruled. It cannot be stopped. It cannot be even so much as challenged. Stupidity challenge the anointing, the Holy Spirit. There's no challenge. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. There's no challenge for the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God. You see, the fruits, the gifts, the armor, all of those things are in the anointing. You see, when you're walking in the anointing, you're bearing all the fruits. You got all the gifts functioning, yeah, on and on and on, infinitum power, infinitum strength when you're walking in the anointing. It's in the spirit realm. So I like it. You look at the, I shall flourish because of a fresh anointing. Verse 12, verse 13, verse 14. Let's look at it. Verse 12, verse 13, verse 14 is talking about flourishing. The 12 verses, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Now we read that in the Amplified Bible. It said the uncompromisingly righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. The long-lived, look at it, stately, upright, useful, and fruitful. They shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. He said majestic, stable, durable, and incorruptible. See that? That's the characteristics of that fresh anointing. When you got that on you, things, heaven can invade earth. Miracles, signs, wonders, things should be changed. The impossible become possible. The invisible become visible. When you're operating in learning anointing, a fresh anointing, you don't look at the things that appear. You look at the things that are not seen. You're operating in one world from another world. And this is where people become excited and get blessed. And this is where people lose their problem, lose their fear, lose their worry. When they get into an environment where a man or a woman is anointed, they begin to rejoice and they begin to recognize that whatever I'm dealing with, it can't stop me because I'm above it. That's why God wants us to have a fresh anointing for every fresh assignment. Every day, you should ask the Lord, Lord, I need a fresh anointing. You know, the Lord give you a fresh anointing every day. And then whatever come up, may come up to be your assignment. You don't have to trust your own ability, but you have the ability of God available at any time to leap out or leap out and carry out that assignment. Now the 12th verse talks about flourishing. The 13th verse, that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the court of God. That's the second time that word flourish you see. That's verse 13. In the Amplified Bible says, planted in the house of the Lord, they shall flourish in the courts of God. By the 14th verse, they shall bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourish. I want you to make a note of fruit, fat, flourishing. All of those are productive words in the spirit realm that can bring manifestation in the earth realm from the ability of a fresh anointing. There is fruit, be fruitful and multiply, you see. That's what he said, go forth, be fruit. Then they have fat, it means that plenty of everything. Flourishing means you're flowing with your hand full of blessing. You heard it? Flowing, class, you know, I'm living like this. This is the kind of life I'm living. I came through family. And I came through a frightening moment, but today I'm able to teach you out of the anointing that I'm living in, and I'm flourishing, fruit, fat, all that's a reality to me in my life, inwardly and outwardly. You know, it's just everything just clicking, and it's for all of us. And if you train properly. I want to pray in tongues now. When you train properly, this will begin to happen to you. And every morning, I said, I had no problem sending my death at home. I had lunch, sending my death at home. And the Lord says, I want you to teach this. Yes, sir. What time? 3:30. Here we are. All right, so you got three things now. Nothing to suppress the possibility of a fresh anointing for the assignment at hand. In other words, you always. God will always give you a miracle, assignment, whatever you need, don't come. Number two, the enemy shall fall because of a fresh anointing. See now, you got all possibility going, and you got all enemies stopped. That's what that fresh anointing do. And then we talk about, but I shall flourish because of a fresh anointing. Now three times, 12, 13, and 14, talks about what caused you to flourish. Again, I want to go over that. 12 verse, the righteous. So you got to operate in righteousness. And then verse 13 talks about being planted seed. And then verse 14, it says they shall bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fed and flourishing. Always moving in a positive scenario. We're talking about how to tap into a fresh anointing for every fresh assignment. And then number four, I will repeat these things so you can get it. Bringing forth fruits, fat and flourishing. I don't want you to forget that. Everything flowing, everything is plentiful when you're operating in an anointing, all right? Now, it takes the fresh, or it takes a fresh anointing to bring in the refreshing. People come into services, they're stale, they're dead, they're dry, they're hurting. And our job as leaders is to be ready with a fresh anointing to bring a person who has a problem at home, or no matter financial problem, bring fresh hope in them with a refreshing of a live word from the Lord. I love it, okay? And now that's my training people. Bring a live word. When I hit the pulpit, I know a live word will come from God. Why? I've prepared, I've hooked up, I trust God, I trust Jesus, I trust the Holy Ghost. So a live word comes, when a live word comes, it grabs everything that is dead and shake it back to life. That's what a fresh anointed for. If it's not anointed, it can be stale and dry and dead and dead that same way. So it takes the fresh to bring in a refreshing. When it was freshly anointed in Acts chapter 2, you travel through Acts chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, you hear Peter saying, this is the refreshing. Because a fresh anointing, take a fresh anointing to bring things into a refreshing position in the things of the Spirit. Look at our text again. Psalm 92 and 10. But my horn shall I exalt, like the horn of a unicorn. So he said, now, what is the horn of a unicorn like? Well, when I read it in the Amplified Bible, it told me in the 10th verse, it's an emblem of excessive strength and stately grace. You got that? See? And then so it's strength and it's grace, it's empowerment, it's stable, it's fresh, it's full, okay? But my home, personally, my home, now this, in dealing with, let me read a few verses to show you what we're dealing with. Go back to verse 1, I'm gonna give you some more points in a minute. Go back to verse 1, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Verse 2 and 4 is in a bracket. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon a psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. Notice what it said at the end of this fourth verse. I will triumph in the works of thine hand. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. I'm trying to bring us up to why did it get to that 10th verse. A brutish man. Let me see. Verse 5. 92 and 5. Does he give me a minute here? 92 and 5. A brutish man knows not. Verse 6. In the Amplified Bible, it says, a man in his rude, R-U-D-E, and uncultivated state. No, it's not. No, it's not. Neither does a self-confidence fool understand this. You see what it is? A Bruce man is a self-confidence fool. What the Amplified Bible says. Wow. Wow. A man in his rude and uncultivated state knows, and when you don't have a fresh anointing, that's where you at. You're in your rude, uncultivated, self-confident fool. Can't understand this. And that's what happened. Look at the Amplified. A brutish man knows not, neither does a fool understand this. When the wicked spring at the grass, see, it's talking about the anointing dealing with the wicked and the enemy. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. Selling verse, Amplified Bible, selling verse. That though the wicked spring up like grass and all evil do flourish, they are doomed to be destroyed forever. See, they are doomed. See, the anointing was strong. When you run up against an anointing, I've seen this happen, my sister and brother. I've seen men and women run up against me under anointing, not me, but upon me under anointing. They don't stand a chance as a snowball in hell. They can't make it because it's too powerful. The anointing is too powerful. And it's a divine, when you're operating in anointing, you have a divine assurance, divine courage, divine confidence. You have a conquering spirit that for the benefit of God assigned. It's not for you to be proud and arrogant, but it humbles you just to be a pipeline that God can use. Understand me? Mm-hmm. A vessel fit for the master's use. We're never bragging on man. We're bragging on God. We're bragging on Jesus. We're bragging on the Holy Spirit. Please, please note this. Please note that you're going to teach this. Always give the glory to God. Always give the glory to Jesus. Always give the glory to the Holy Spirit, because we are instrument and vessel fit for the master's use. All right? Now, so this brutish man, and so the seventh verse, when the wicked spring as grass, when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, are most high forevermore. In other words, Lord, no matter what happens, you higher than that. And the ninth verse says, for lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. Then he got down to the word 10. I'm trying to bring you through why. And we're living in a time like this that we need to be anointed, because everything has gone AWOL, and the wicked and the people who dependent on worldly intellect and technology and science and different things, and political arenas and money, even money, think they can run the show, but they cannot, because they don't recognize they're living in a physical world, but there's a spirit world that is greater than the physical world. So the 10th verse, we get there, but my horn shall be exalted like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Then he goes to talk about what happened to the anointing. My eyes also shall see my desires on my enemies, and my ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The Bible says in Psalms, says, fret not yourself because of evildoer, they'll soon be cut off. The Bible says, delight yourself in the Lord, he'll give you the desire of your heart. Verse 12. Now, you talk about the righteous. The enemy is there, but look what the word says, the Holy Ghost says, the righteous shall flourish. Mm-hmm. It's Psalm 110:2. Rule in the midst of your enemy. See, take an anointing. It take the rod of the anointing. The righteous are fur like the palm tree. It shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Mm-hmm. Those that be planted, not just planted in the house of the Lord. I think you pastors know. People say, oh, the Lord sent me here. And after 2 years, something don't go right. They pull themselves up and leave. They were never planted. They were seeded. Though they be planted in the house of the Lord, I got plenty of planted. I told my wife, I know I got 300 faithful members. You know, I got over 1,000 members, but I know I got 300 because I've taught them. And I know I got to get in the army in this church. I know also I have a remnant in LTMA. LTMA is faithful, and I don't even have to be concerned about them. No matter what happens, I know it's going to be all right. That's great. Those that be planting the house of the Lord shall flourish in the court of our God. They shall bring forth fruit. So you got to be planted before you can bring forth fruit. They shall bring forth fruit. And don't, just because you planted don't mean there's not going to be some bad weather. Mm-hmm. See, the anointing understand. Just because you planted doesn't mean there's going to be a cold, there's going to be springtime. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about that. You planted, you see. In due season, you're going to come forth. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat. That means they're going to do it a long time. They should be fit and flourishing to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there's no three things. There's no unrighteous in him. All right, let me give you these other points before I run out of time. What one I start with? Number one. It's take the fresh to bring in the refreshing. In number six, I'm just going to explain this a little bit. You have to look it up yourself. But you have to understand the new bottles and the new wine if you're going to have a fresh anointing. You have to understand the new bottle and the new wine. The new wine cannot go into old bottle. The fresh anointing cannot go into old bottle. So every day you spending time with God bring you into a freshness of who you are. That's why he wants to daily spend time with him. Because now, you're not going to be fresh, you're going to be flesh. Mm. And the enemy can defeat the flesh. That's why these 43 years, I never would try to go out unless I have a fresh fellowship with the Lord. And that's why I've been able to stand these 43 years, no matter what temptation came, that fresh anointing always brought me deliverance. So you must understand a new body, you can't put it in. See, like an old anointing, no such thing. Every day you got to be fresh. See? Mm-hmm. All right? And then, I got the verse, Acts 3:19. Time of refreshing coming forth in the anointing today. Time of refreshing. So we have a fresh anointing. If you look at Acts 3:19, I'm not going to turn there. But, it brings a refreshing every day. Not a feeling. See, you don't have to feel fresh to be fresh. You know you're fresh because you've been in the fresh presence of God. And God, you can change your feeling, but it's not based on feeling. All right, now, when you talk about fresh or refreshing, or fresh anointing, I'm going to give you 5 or 6 things that you can find out as you tap in. The presence of Christ. Spiritual blessing. Miracles. Outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit and all of these sayings will come upon a remnant who faithfully seek him. The presence of Christ, you know the Lord with you. Spiritual blessing, you function in the gifts, you function in the fruit, you function in the power of God. Like a man or a woman from another country. The outpouring. My goodness. A fresh outpouring of the Spirit. Fresh outpouring of the Spirit. And the Spirit never comes freshly to do nothing. He's always ready to do something. He's always ready to do something big. When one operate or know how to tap into a fresh anointing, for every fresh assignment, for every fresh day, for every fresh moment. These are some of the characteristics also. They shall continuously or constantly overcome the world. The flesh and the dominion of Satan. What do you think? They shall continuously overcome the world, the flesh, and the dominion of Satan. Satan is dominating in some people's lives. But then when you read Acts 10:38, you see how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and doing power and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. Mm-hmm. Now, let me just tap in there for a minute about that anointing there. That anointing had only been used to deliver people from being troubled, some or being sick. No, that's financial anointing there too.
Right.
See, when he said he went about doing good, if you look up that in the Greek, it means passing out money to help those who don't have none. So it's talking about financial deliverance also. Okay? Well, for years, not knowing that. Now, so you must get these things down. Fresh, fruit, flourishing, fat, renewing, reviving, restoring, reality, no, resting, rejoicing, realities. All of these come from a fresh anointing. You ain't gonna say it too fast. Fresh, fruit, flourishing, fat, renewing, reviving, restoring, resting. There's a rest to the people of God. Rejoicing. And then coming to reality. Reality is a realization is stronger than revelation. Because you get revelation until you apply it, it's not a reality, it's not a realization. When it comes to realization, you're all right. Let me give you another point. The anointing, the fresh anointing, open your eyes, I'm gonna repeat myself, but I got it here, to see what the enemy is doing. That's powerful, you know that?
Very powerful.
That's powerful. Say that's powerful.
That's powerful.
You need to see what the enemy is doing. Through a dream, through a prophecy, through a trance, through someone who's talking to you and don't know what they're telling you. I go on and on that I've located the enemy. I know where the enemy was sitting. I know what the enemy was up to. By divine intervention from a fresh anointing. So the anointing, open your eyes to see what the enemy is doing and open your ears. I thought it was so wonderful to hear what the enemy is saying. Good God Almighty. You know what they're doing and you know what they're saying. That means you're qualified and you can stop them. I remember we talked about Psalm 92:10. Fresh anointing comes every day, every hour. Every moment. Stay freshly anointed. You know. See, a lot of times we have fresh scripture, but we don't have no fresh anointing. We have fresh outline, but no fresh anointing. Now, one of the things I had to back to build the anointing and to wrap the anointing in the love of God and to have a divine expectation from the anointing, I chose you and not to be operating in the senses. And thank you, operating anointing. I showed you in Jude 19:20 and 21 in another section of this book and teaching how to do this. All right? Now, here's a good one that all of us need to know today. The fresh anointing flourishes in hard times. The harder it is, the more the anointing flourishes. Matter of fact, the anointing says, show me a hard place. You think it's hard? Show me a hard place. And it's flourished. So you will never, after they have no hard time. See, the enemy will attempt to take you through a hard moment. But all of your hard moment, listen, from this day forward, will become promotion. Everything you go through, if you handle it like the Holy Spirit is telling us, the next time you look, you're going to be on another level. Sometimes attacks attracts graduation. It does. Sometimes. Don't panic. Don't panic. No, don't panic when you're attacked. Be still. Psalm 41:10, I think it's it. Be still and know I'm God. I shall be exalted among the heathen. So you see, sometimes it's a time to be still. Two things that address the anointing. Three things. Be steady. Be still. Be solid. I studied a lesson on be wise as a serpent and gentle as a dove the other day. And it told the positive thing we're going to learn from a snake in the anointing. A snake get in his territory, camouflage itself, don't say anything. They don't really know he's there. They don't really know who he is. And he studied the territory and see how everybody functioning. And then he watches prey, P-R-E-Y, and he learned when to leap at his prey. And we, as Christians sometimes, talk too much and tell everybody what God going to do and what God is doing. Sometimes you need to sit down. Nobody needs to know who you are. I've been in meeting with thousands, just sitting there, and anointing telling me a lot of things. I never said a word. Still. Then when it was time for promotion, I was ready for it, you see. I was ready for it when I was called to preach. Then the anointing emanated. So in hard times, if there's somebody out there, I know this morning we were in the United Kingdom, we were in Africa, we was in different part of the world in this morning section. And I know there's a lot of people out there think you're living in a hard place. And because maybe because you're not in the United States, maybe because you're not in certain states. No, no. The anointing has no place that it will not flourish, be fed, and bear fruit. Remember that. There's no place in the world where the Lord, remember Isaac and their family? Mm-hmm. Abraham, they dealt with it because they knew that the anointing would flourish. All right, one or two more things. Now, this is, I've seen this happen. And it's sad to say. Let me say something else about it before I say what I'm going to say. There was a time, there was a generation that grew. They grew accidentally. They grew when there was an exodus of people, and a large number of black people was exodusing out of religion. And they just wanted to know it was more, they wanted to receive more. So they caused mega churches to be established during that time. Not so much that the minister was so powerful, it was just was an exodus. People were looking for more of God back in the day, in the years. So mega ministry grew. And those mega ministry, if they don't watch themselves, think they have arrived, but they just have multiplied. And so therefore they cannot humble themselves, and it's almost a curse. They can't humble themselves to receive the anointing. They go on because they think they produce what they have, but they didn't produce it. What produced during that time was a lot of people trying to find more of God. So people had a lot of partners on television. A lot of churches were growing at that time, not because of a strong anointing, because of a strong desire of people to know more of God. Then another generation come along, that exodus was over. I talked to a lady the other day. She told me she was at a certain church. I said, I know why you were there. Why are you there? And I told her why. She laughed. She said, you're exactly right. You know, she said, I'll be coming by your church next Sunday. But I wouldn't talk to her for that. But I know, and I got that revelation from my son, Leroy Jr. Back in the day, Leroy revealed out of his spirit, he said, Dad, you know why? And the Lord called it up. Why they have so many partners on television and radio is because at that time people were seeking a way out of slavery, religion, and denomination and tradition. All right? Now, I remember a man, I was in Los Angeles, California, and he says, "Are you Thompson?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "You the man got the church bigger than the city?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "You're doing more than Fred Price and I." He said, "You got to understand the geographical location. Just because we got a lot of members don't mean we're doing no more than you." John Terry. I'll never forget that day. God had that man to prophesy to me, to encourage me never to count numbers, never to be concerned about who got so many, just do my job. God used a lot of people to bless me. Keith Butler gave me my first ride on a jet. Joe Ripley gave me my first Mont Blanc pen. You don't get here by yourself. I had a lot of people help me along the way. But my point is, you cannot back up unless you humble yourself. So here's what I want to give you now. Many cannot accept the anointing at a high degree of fresh teaching like this because they cannot control the anointing. Don't miss that. See, you will never control the anointing. When the anointed becomes controlled, he will lose his anointing. And so there are a lot who have success in ministry, but they don't know good success because good success does not arrive until the anointing arrives. Mm-hmm. Because you have the ability, the divine ability, to handle, listen to me, any situation at any time. That's what the anointing is. That's what a fresh anointing is. A fresh word, fresh power, fresh engagement to come. And then the next thing, and I think, I know y'all said a lot of things to you, this number 15 on my sheet, I said a lot of things between it. A fresh anointing, and I'm going to close with this, a fresh anointing will always take you somewhere you have never been before. Mm. The manifestations, demonstrations are unending. Mm. Jesus had a ball when he was here as a man operating in an anointing. He had a ball. He went from one miracle to another. Jesus said, "Right, what y'all got now?" He calmed the storm. You remember that? He said to the wind and to the storm, "Peace, be still." He took the 5 loaves and 2 fish and had a banquet for over 20,000 people. He was at the wedding. He turned the water into wine. He come down to a lame man who had tried every way in the spirit to get healed in the 5th chapter of John. And he said, "Will thou be made whole?" And the man started talking about the pool. Jesus said, "We ain't talking about no pool yet now. It's a fresh anointing here. Take up your bed and walk." The man walked. Man couldn't hear. Man couldn't see. Man possessed by demon power. Nobody could tie him down. Nobody could help him. He cutting himself up, jumping, sleeping in the graveyard. Jesus showed up with a fresh anointing. The demon recognized the fresh anointing and said, "Did you come to cast us out ahead of time?" Mm. They knew they couldn't stop him. He had a fresh anointing. Jesus always operated in a fresh anointing. That's why he said, "I'm the light of the world. I'm the living bread. I am the door. I'm the shepherd. I'm the true vine." He just kept operating from a fresh anointing. You never saw Jesus went back to a stale anointing. He always had something new. He always going from one dimension of the anointing to another. Let us aim on a daily basis not to keep eating the same old soup. It will not be exciting. The anointing is empowerment, it's enlightenment, it's excitement. I'm always excited. When the Lord said, "Go back out there and teach again," I said, two times in one, "Go back now, do it the third time, dear." He said, "Yeah, go." Now, each time I teach, I'm adding on to my life. I'm sowing my life in you, and I got a harvest coming back. So I'm not out here for nothing, you know. I'm obeying God because I know when I get, I get vitality. Mm-hmm. When I teach the word, I see like a strength, something leave, but something greater come back in me. So I hope you're blessed today. I hope you look at that psalm in the Amplified Bible. I didn't even read it in the Messenger Bible. I know it give a different translation of it, a greater translation of it. Messenger Bible, we got a great translation, but the Amplified done a splendid job today. I just want to read that verse one more time in my closing, out of the Amplified Bible, the 10th verse. Powerful. Because they're giving an example and an illustration, a comparison of something with strong physical strength to someone who has strong spiritual strength. So there in 2 Corinthians, no, there in Psalm 92:10 in the Amplified Bible, I close, but my home, and it says the emblem of excessive strength and stately grace. And he said, you are exalted like that of a wild ox. I'm anointed with fresh oil. Lord, every person listen, no matter where they are, what country they in, what city they live in, what state, no matter what type of ministry they have, with 15 people or 15,000, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, through this periscope, this power, and this glory, and this fresh anointing that you have placed on our life today, go upon every ear, every mind, every spirit, every body, every assignment around the world. Lord, every LTMA member who connected, may they begin to flourish, be fat, and bear fruit. May all the enemy fail. May every enemy, everything that try to rob them, fall today by the power of the Holy Ghost. May this anointing go through this tube. May it enter every home. Ooh, glory to God. Every car, every place where the listeners are. May ministries be changed into divine substance today. May the glory and the power and the goodness and the grace you have placed on my life and this ministry be imparted to every person who listens. May marriages be increased. May families be increased. May finances increase. May ministry flourish in wisdom and knowledge and understanding. May ministers be blessed beyond measurement. May you become every minister in the sound of my voice, become their source where they'll never have to depend on people. I thank you, Lord, for the grace that is upon us. Mangoro seche sukutele manda, ero bakolo seke vresku, nengangoro manda kistukute. Many things that was against you come to an end right now. Many walls that have been built around you for many years are commanded to fall right now. Many pits that have been dug for you and you keep falling in them, they are filled with grace and full of mercy today, where you walk on grace and mercy right over them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is a day of beginning. This is a day, of living beyond breakthrough. In other words, you're not going to need breakthrough anymore. You're always going to be beyond that which will need a breakthrough. You'll go beyond. Oh my God, thank you, Father, for this release. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 What a word.